Hi, this is Tristan Hodges, author of the new biblical fiction book called Seven. Let me tell you a little bit about it. Seven spirits, seven stories. At a lodging in Samaria, Miriam of Magdala stops for the night with a convoy of sojourners traveling back to Galilee from Jerusalem following the resurrection of Jesus. Due to unexpected circumstances, she becomes a caretaker for a man left for dead on the side of the road. To pass time, she relates to the unconscious man the series of events that brought her there, answering the questions of why she had seven spirits, who they were, how she came to be set free, and her dedicated ministry thereafter. Miriam's story weaves together seven seemingly unrelated biblical accounts in vivid fashion. It illustrates how lies can derail your destiny and how truth can take you places that you never thought possible. The Bible verse that accompanies this book is 2 Timothy 2:25-26. So that they may know the truth and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will. I used to think that this verse was just referring to unbelievers, but God gave me a revelation that it's about Christians as well. You see, our enemy, the devil, is called the father of lies, and lies are the primary tool that he uses to ensnare us. The two most common types of lies that we believe are lies about ourselves and lies about God. When we believe the enemy's lies, we empower him. And when we make decisions based on the lies that we believe, the course of our lives is altered. In this story, Miriam of Magdala, also known as Mary Magdalene, whom Jesus delivered of seven unclean spirits, she heard and believed the same lies that we do today. One bad decision followed another, and she found herself at a point of desperation. She then had an encounter with Jesus that changed her forever. God wants us to believe his truth and to make decisions based on those truths. If we do that, it will unlock the destiny that he has for each of us. This book is fiction, yet there is more to it than pure entertainment. My prayer is that as you read it, God would expose any and all lies that you are believing and replace them with his truth that sets you free.